Four times on that marvelous night in the upper room, you have twice, I believe it was in the 14th chapter, once in the 15th, twice in the 15th maybe, once in the 16th, Jesus said something to the effect was, whatever you ask, you'll get it. Okay? Whatever you want, whatever you inquire of me, I'll give it to you. One time was inquiry. Now, this is why us talking about all of these things are so very important, because one of the most powerful things I learned in my life that honestly I let slip for a long time is John 15:7. Jesus is talking about the branches. I'm the vine, you're the branch, you can't do anything without me, right? Okay, he said, if you may know, if you continue in my words, and my words, may know, remain, continue in you, if whatever you ask, whatever it is that you require, it will get a mind. It will become to you. Right? Now elevate your mind. Get out of yourself for a minute and think about the idea of what's going on in there today. Okay? Much of the time that I spend interceding is two things on my mind. One is you guys. And the other one is the world. There are things that the Spirit of God will show you. Put everything we've talked about now, put it together, only elevate your mind. Not just you getting what you want, but you helping Jesus to reign and rule, because you in a body with your authority in the power of his name are speaking his words out into the earth. Do you understand that? You can change the planet. That's why Paul said, not just pray for them so you'll be good, but pray for them because we all need to get this done. We want his will. Remember Jesus said, your will become, Father, become upon the earth, just as it is in heaven. That's his will is what we're supposed to be, quote, praying. And we need to grow up and get out of ourselves where we look around us, and God will give you things to say. I'll give you a couple, I'll stop, okay? I'll give you three real quick, okay? Going back, this first one was probably 4 years ago. Interceding in the Spirit, thinking about the things going on in the Far East with China and North Korea and all that stuff. In fact, it's longer ago than that. I think it was when little Rocket Man was causing all the problems. And the word came to me, you know, you pray in the Spirit and you interpret, right? So that your understanding becomes enlightened with what you're saying. Okay, I'm spending that time, I'm seeing things, and as I began to switch over, it said that chi bends the knee. And for me, these things always wind up rhyming, or usually. Chi bends the knee to your anointed. Okay, who's the anointed? Well, Jesus, obviously. However, there's other people that get anointed to do things, right? I believe sincerely that whether you like him or not, or his way of doing things, that God has anointed our president to accomplish some things in the earth. I don't think he'd be able to do what he's doing if it hadn't been something that Jesus had on his mind, right? So anyway, chi bends the knee to the anointed. That's one. Simple little phrase. But when I say that phrase, I see things. That's because God gave, that's his faith that he said, here, son, do this, okay? Another one is that the spirit of Cain is subdued. Okay, for those of you who may not understand what I'm saying when I say the spirit of Cain, you can go back and read Genesis. You can also understand when you go through especially the Near East and Middle East and understand lineage, like, you know, from Cain and from Seth and who became what and who did which when and why Cain went to Ishmael's children to get a wife. Okay, when you come to understand a lot of those things, you understand when you say the spirit of Cain is subdued. That when I started speaking that, there was nothing going on in Iran. Okay? Spirit of came and be subdued. And then later on, this is probably a year ago maybe, not only in the East, but in Africa too. See, people don't understand how harsh life is in a number of countries in civil war, people being killed and raped and beaten and all the stuff that goes on in different places in Africa because of the spirit of Cain, because of that rebellious spirit that shows itself, usually in this case, through Islam. So the spirit of Cain is subdued, not only in the East, but in Africa too. And one of the most special ones to my heart, I'll say this, I'll stop. This is probably, again, somewhere around a year ago, maybe a little more, that Ishmael honors his brother. Okay, y'all know who Ishmael is. Ishmael was the woman, Hagar's son. I was going to try and say of the one of bondage. And then Isaac, of course, would represent the people of Israel, Jews, right? So you can imagine, think about that. That's just something that came out again probably a little over a year ago, that Ishmael honors his brother. See, they're brothers. They have the same father. One of the things that confuses people about things that go on, especially in the Middle East, is because you have those who have been born again into Christ Jesus. God is our Father, okay? We are of the faith of Abraham. We are the ones who have received the promise because Jesus did, right? Okay, but Ishmael was also a son of Abraham, and God said he would bless him too. That's why when you look at the Middle East, you ought to look at the Bible and know what's going on there, okay? And you can imagine the joy in my heart when I see what's going on between those countries who are, quote, of Ishmael, those who claim, rightfully so, by lineage, Abraham as their father. Now I'm out Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, who am I leaving out? Oman, those countries there in the Middle East, Jordan, those countries there in the Middle East, they are descendants of Abraham as well. And for them, which is happening, that's what I said about joy. It's happening. The things that are going on in the earth right now with regard to the Abraham Accords, with regard to the unity that's developing in that area, it's like nothing that's happened in my lifetime. Okay, just those three things. You, God will give you, we are kings and priests with him. We reign and rule with him. We are the ones in the earth. Get past just yourself, although that's great. It's wonderful to you can go to Jesus and say, look, you said that if I remain, continue, go on in, stay in, remain with you, and your words live in me, then whatever I require from you, of you I receive. It becomes it becomes, not just receive it, it becomes. You can make stuff become. Mark, that's just crazy. You know, well, leave me alone. I wrote that a couple of weeks ago, the Monday morning high. You know, this is not radical as in far out there. The first definition of radical means to the root. This is radical as in back to the root. Get rid of all the other stuff. Get to the root of the matter. That's what these things are. Father, thank you so much for these people, for the time that they spend. Thank you for sharing with them what you share with me. I just love it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.